Tribal nation sues U.S. agencies over rushed casino approval. The Lytton Rancheria of California tribe is suing the U.S. Department of Interior, DOI, and Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, over their rushed and improper approval of a casino project proposed by the Khoi Nation of Northern California. In a joint lawsuit filed alongside the Dry Creek Ranchita Band of Pomo Indians and the Cloverdale Rancheria of Pomo Indians, the tribes allege that the DOI and the BIA illegally expedited the Khoi Nation's land into trust application and gaming approval without adequate tribal input, environmental assessment, or compliance with established legal protocols. The lawsuit further alleges that federal officials disregarded long-standing precedent and hastily approved the project, unfairly favoring the Khoi Nation over other tribes. Quote, "This approval is nothing short of a political maneuver that disregards the rights of Sonoma County's historic tribes. It undermines tribal self-determination, disrespects the cultural heritage of our people, and sets a dangerous precedent that would allow any tribe to claim land far outside its ancestral territory to open a casino." The lawsuit also exposes conflicts of interest, including former high-ranking DOI officials who played key roles in the approval process and who had previously represented Khoi or moved on to working with Khoi's lobbyist, only days after the approval was issued. Andy Mejia, Lytton Rancheria Chairperson. Khoi Nation has no historical tie with Sonoma County. According to the complaint, the BIA's decision to greenlight the Khoi Nation's casino also violates the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act's IGRA, Restored Lands, provision, which mandates that a tribe have a substantial historical tie to the land. Historical records show that the Khoi Nation has no connection, such as the presence of settlements, burial sites, or traditional subsistence activities with Sonoma County, where it seeks to build a casino. With the lawsuit, the plaintiffs aim to reverse the DOI's approval, remove the land from trust status, and mandate the federal government to conduct a proper review, including meaningful consultation with affected tribes and thorough environmental evaluation.